My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the most interested I've been in college baseball is the last 24 hours with former A&M coach Jim Schlossnagel leaving less than 24 hours after he indignantly wagged a finger at the media. Palmeiro
style. Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's relive the magic. This was Monday night following the Aggies' loss to Tennessee in the championship game. And with the rumors swirling about Schlossnagel and the University of Texas and his old friend Chris Del Conte, they worked together at TCU, that they could reunite in Austin. A lot of rumors swirling at that time, and one reporter decided to ask Schlossnagel about it.
The rumors circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again, and that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
It's unfair.
Write that.
It's unfair for you to do this thing that I know you have to do.
Right. And I don't, like, and honestly, I don't care about him being mean to the reporter. That's reporters get paid to be mean, to have people be mean to him at times. Yeah. But when you find out more and more about it and you realize, oh, well, okay, you left your family. Boo-hoo. Like, you were getting divorced before you left. So you dragged your family in as a human shield.
Yep.
You dragged Braden Montgomery, your young pitcher, into it as a human shield. Like, trying to make it look like you're not just attacking me, you're attacking children.
Right.
Children. You already knew that you were going to Texas. I don't care about him being mean to the reporter. It's that he created, out of the entire Aggie fan base, he gave them this hope for less than 24 hours where they could angrily defend him and talk about how, no, you, none of you idiots know what you're talking about. We know the real Schlossnagel, and he's going to die in a, he's going to be buried in a maroon casket. Like, that's the part that, and people will say, well, yeah, what was he supposed to say? The same thing that almost every other college or NFL coach does, or pro coach, they soft pedal it and they talk about focusing on right now. The reason this is so much, there's so much discussion about this, is that he is over the top, above and beyond when it comes to adamant, angry denials that you're not leaving and that will never change. Like, this takes the cake. This is an all timer.
This was the equivalent, Seth, of a recruit who committed to a school, say, a few months ago, and now there's rumors of him maybe decommitting and going to a rival school. And this recruit deciding to have another signing ceremony where he takes the hat of A&M and puts it on again. Like, and says, like, look, I'm not going anywhere. Bury me in Bryan College Station, you know, like, and then for it to happen less than a day later. And man, now some of this stuff, I got my Aggie friends texting me, sending me links to articles. The text page here, like, here's text. And we're going to get to the great American lie-off in just a second. We'll compare Schlossnagel to some of the great liars in the history of collegiate sports and such. But, like, this is an Aggie. There's more to the story than him just leaving A&M. I've heard from people who are in the know that Schloss and the AD were not getting along. The AD fired some low-level staff from the baseball team without letting Schloss know. All right, that would piss me off. Also, the AD pushed back baseball projects because of the Jimbo buyout. I thought maroon money just went forever. I thought they had a bottomless pit of money there. What Jimbo buyout? So, in other words, they needed money for the Jimbo buyout, so they took it from the baseball program. Schloss lost faith in the AD, yada, yada. Now, here's the thing that I'm hearing that may become problematic, Seth. That Aggies are texting. Now, granted, these are Aggies texting me this now.
Yeah.
There's might be some serious recruiting and tampering allegations against Schloss because of the number of coaches that were in on it. He's bringing a lot of his coaches with him, I guess. And I guess there's some guys that had flipped to Texas from A&M, some recruits, in recent weeks. The timing of this is the part that's a little silly and probably is a bit of a red flag, some smoke here. That it happened so soon after the season was over. Like, if you're to believe Schlossnagel and take him at face value, then the first conversation they had about this was over coffee yesterday morning, and he decided to become the coach in the afternoon.
Right. Oh, I didn't realize it was going to be that much money.
Yeah. So, no, like, this thing has been in the works. You have to be an idiot to think, especially given the relationship between the AD of Texas, Chris Del Conte, and Schlossnagel, that this thing hadn't been in the works for a long, long time. You'd have to be stupid to think that this all just popped up yesterday after the press conference on Monday night.
The one, the Barstool Texas A&M writer, I don't know who it is, but the tweet was taken down, but I think it probably summarizes the way a lot of Aggies feel about it. This tweet has been taken down off of... If you get taken down off a bar stool, that's something. he tweeted out, "You lying piece of bleep, bleep, bleep you, spineless coward lying right through your teeth saying you love the 12th man. Go to hell, bitch." And then they tagged at Coach Slosh on that.
Yeah. They're feeling it, man, in College Station right now.
You know what I was also surprised by about all this? What would you guess his age is looking at him?
I would say probably early 50s, maybe.
Really? Okay, he's 53. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say.
I thought he was like a 65-year-old. He looks like a miserable old man.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I must have seen a better picture of him. I'm not judging him from the press conference.
Did you see a picture of him signing the contract or something?
Maybe he looked much younger, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd say, early 50s is what jumped out at me. So Schlossnagel lied his ass off on Monday. Let's compare and contrast here. You know, or should Schlossnagel have taken the approach of some of these other coaches? Where does he stack up on the liar scale compared to these? This is one that hits home. I know here. This was Tom Herman back on November 25th, 2016, on his way into the locker room with his team, getting ready to play Memphis in the regular season finale that year. Rumors swirling that Herman could be going at that time to LSU. He wound up going to UT, but there were rumors swirling. Herman was the hottest commodity in college football at that time. And on his way into the locker room, Cole Kubelik of ESPN caught up, sideline reporter, caught up with the head coach.
How have you addressed with your team the reports that there are multiple schools interested in your services and you might not be the head coach at Houston next year?
Honesty. Don't believe anything that you read.
Can you confirm those reports are false?
Absolutely. Sure.
So how have you instructed your agent to handle your situation moving forward?
I'm not going to talk about any other job except the one I got right now and these kids.
Okay. I've, as a former player, I've been in a situation with a coaching change. I know it can be challenging. How will you handle that with your kids today?
There's nothing to handle except beating Memphis.
Your focuses lie strictly with beating Memphis today?
100%.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.
Okay, well, they didn't beat Memphis that day. Memphis beat them, and 2 days later, he was the head coach of the University of Texas.
As far as him being honest to the team, Ed Oliver afterwards tweeted, "Why you lie to us, Coach?"
Honesty. Honesty.
I would now that like, for one, that was an onslaught of questions. I could have understood more so if Herman just lost his temper there and flipped out or something. So I actually grudgingly give him credit for not losing his temper against an onslaught of questions. But I think it was the manner in which he had created such a cult-like atmosphere built around him never leaving University of Houston, not just publicly, but saying to his players that much. And then the way he left, like leaving the booster's car at the airport and everything else like that, it was more of the entire timeline of events with Tom Herman. And then also, of course, the epilogue, too, of him sucking as a coach at Texas.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly, yeah.
After, like, basically making a name by having some good upset victories, but also not actually delivering on your promise at University of Houston while you were there. At least Schlossnagel has, like, the proof in the pudding at that same level that he can do it.
Yeah.
Whereas Tom Herman, he had built up an illusion of what he could accomplish.
Well, and his the whole thing, honesty. Like he always acted like his honesty was way more honest than your honesty. It's like I'm so honest. I'm Tom Herman. Roy Williams. This is 2003. We're going through lying coaches. How does Schlossnagel stack up with these guys? So far, he's the biggest liar out of all of them. This is Roy Williams. Similar situation. Following a loss in a championship game. This is the 2003 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Carmelo Anthony and Syracuse just finished beating Kansas, and the North Carolina job is open at that time. Roy Williams with deep Carolina ties to Dean Smith and was asked by Bonnie Bernstein after the game about the North Carolina opening.
Very understandably, you didn't want to address this issue during the week, but many people out there with the game over want to know what your level of interest is in the North Carolina job, Coach.
Bonnie, I could give a flip about what those people want. As a journalist, you have to ask that question. I understand that, but as a human being, that's all those people that want that answer to know right now, they're not very sensitive.
If they offer you the job, though, would you be willing to take it?
I haven't thought about that for 1 second. And the guy in your ear that told you have to ask that question, as a journalist, that's fine. But as a human being, that's not very nice because it's not very sensitive. And I got to think that in tough times that people should be more sensitive. I could give about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
I love the implication that journalists aren't human beings.
The playing the victim card is always fun.
Yes.
You know, as far as I don't care about whether or not they're polite to journalists. It's the playing the victim, I think, that gets me. Both Schlossnagel and Roy Williams much more so played the victim than Tom Herman.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I would say, like, they're all lying, obviously, but that comes with it. That's a line between coach speak and outright lying.
Yeah.
I think that Schlossnagel still leads the clubhouse, followed by Tom Herman, and then Roy Williams.
Who's handled it the best of those three, do you think?
Like, I'd say Roy Williams, yeah. Even though he played the victim card.
Yeah.
It really rubs me the wrong way when guys try to, like... So Schlossnagel brought his family and his pitcher into it. Roy Williams tried to act like he was being treated inhumanly.
Yep.
And then in a time of... what year was that? What were we going through as a country? In 03.
Yeah.
So whatever the hard times were in 03. Well, I mean, basically he's using 9/11 as his human shield.
Okay.
He's basically saying like, hey, we're in a war on terror.
Yeah.
Let's be nice to
right.
old millionaire Roy Williams. Yeah.
03. Here was Nick Saban. This is kind of a bizarro version of this because he's not a college coach yet. He's a former college coach at this point, but his present job in this cut was when he was the coach of the Miami Dolphins late in the season, December 21st, 2006. All kinds of rumors swirling around the vacant Alabama job and a return to college football for Nick Saban. Here's how he handled it.
I have to say it. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. What? I shouldn't even have to comment on this. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's the worst out of all of them to me right there.
I think I've lied to you guys over and over and over again. How many times do I have to lie to you before you stop with this nonsense of calling me out on my lies?
He lied and then got mad about having to do his job.
You know,
like that's so Saban... Saban, the worst
that's
of lying.
That's a category. His indignancy, where Saban loved to act like he was some kind of saint of football.
Yeah.
That irks me in a different way than the other guys, but he also didn't play the victim card.
No.
So I'll give him credit for not playing the victim card, but it's hard for him to overcome just the fact that he's Nick Saban.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't play it in that cut. That was only 10 seconds. Admittedly, I couldn't find the whole press conference. Man, I tried. Tried like crazy. I would choose Roy Williams. I'm with you. Roy Williams' tactic, other than the victim part, was the best, which is you get asked about this job, and the main thing you do is just ignore that you got asked about that job.
It's one of the things that still amazes me with athletes, but coaches especially, because they spend their entire career doing this, is that it's so easy to deflect questions by just saying that you're focusing on the team and you don't have to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to give direct answers. They allow themselves to get pigeonholed into this moment where they all of a sudden need to lash out.
Yeah.
And it's just astounding to me that they're so bad at it.
Yep.
And especially now this is the thing with Schlossnagel where I don't give him any rope at all except the rope by which to hang himself. It's that, like, dude, you're a baseball coach. It's a college baseball. Has the white hot scrutiny of the spotlight been too much for you?
Right.
Are you kidding
dude,
me?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? You got to sit around and you talk to a couple college beat reporters from the student paper, and you talk to the bloggers, and it's relatively smooth sailing.
Yep.
Which I guess maybe accounts for it. Like, he's not used to being under the white hot spotlight the way big-time football, basketball coaches are in the NFL or college.
That's right. How did
good luck at Texas.
No kidding. How do those four that we just played stack up with other historic finger waggers? Let's start with this one right here.
My name is Rafael Palmeiro, and I am a professional baseball player. Let me start by telling you this. I have never used steroids today.
I have never used steroids today.
Yeah, and he was also very indignant that he would even have to answer for this
when
he told you multiple times. And he wagged his finger. Wow. Kids, there's nothing as iconic in terms of this is where Sean and I have learned our lesson about adamant denials.
Yeah.
It's that just the more adamant the denial, the more angry and indignant the denial, it's hard not to think of Rafael Palmeiro's finger wagging, which is very effective in the moment. But once you've been duped, you know, first time you're duped, shame on you, Rafael Palmeiro.
Yep.
Like 2,900th time I'm duped, that would be shame on me.
Yes.
So Sean and I were sitting here yesterday just thinking like, all right, well, we'll see how this plays out. Well, meanwhile, Sean's being attacked by angry Aggies, 24-year-olds who haven't had to live through this nonsense before.
Including Tyler Milner's brother, Sterling, who's getting a lot of run on the text page right now. Has anyone checked on Tyler's brother? Wonder how my guy feels about it. I guess Maroon Money, another text, isn't all that my guy. T-Mill's brother is a joke. Now, come on. He's not a joke. He was just a very intense, loyal Aggie. That's all. He's not
just
a
he's just a my guy.
Right. Yeah. He's my guy.
It's hard. It was like you and I during the first 12 hours of free agency, where like people were jumping out of office buildings in Houston, in our various skylines. Yeah. And there's one out. There's one in the Woodlands. There's one downtown.
Yeah.
There's one in the medical center.
Yep.
They saved him.
Yeah.
But it was. Worst place to jump out of a building is a medical center if you want to do the job right.
it's like man we've seen
this movie before.
Yep
Schlossnagel bringing his family into it when it turns out his marriage collapsed when he was at TCU.
Yeah.
He was trying to paint himself like he was a saint of coaching.
Yeah.
By like, I, unlike every other coach in America,
yeah,
I moved away from my family for a spell of time.
Yeah.
And then you find out that the family didn't even exist.
Right.
She's already probably with her Taekwondo instructor.
Exactly.
There. Yeah.
Exactly. As many are pointing out, as long as we're straying outside of just college and NFL coaches lying, yes, this is probably the most historic gold standard for that.
I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
Finger wag.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
You know, a standing
there.
Maybe the most time capsule-y thing about that cut right there, all the shutter clicking in the background.
Oh, yeah. We still get that at press conferences.
Do we still get shutters clicking? Okay.
Some of those, do the photographers who do that, is it just like some kind of a same way some of these electric cars have fake engine noise?
Yeah, well, I guess you're right. Even the phone has a shutter clicking if you have it set
digital,
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
just to
so.
Make you feel like I'm doing something.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm a photojournalist.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, now, Sean, we have to, you know, let's talk this. We'll spend the next segment debating about the meaning of the word "is" and what sexual relations actually. What does sexual relations? What's the umbrella there? This was our life for several months back then, I believe. Yeah,
it was. Yep, indeed. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Weigh in. Who stacks up? Where does Schlossie stack up on the Great American Liar scale?
I tried to use that whole sexual relations line so many times to dig my way out of trouble with
how to go
with various girlfriends. How do you think it went?
How to go?
I didn't actually use it. That's a complete joke.
All right, we're gonna circle back to the Rockets at 8:45. That's a big headline today, man. Rockets interested in trading for Kevin Durant. Quarterback drama in the NFL, contractual. Man, it's so nice to be a Texan fan with popcorn on this thing. Turns out one of the contracts that's been doled out is causing big issues for teams around the league. We will get to that coming up next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Oh, no, man. If you told me like a month ago, 2 months ago, a year, whatever, that the best topic in a long time, like the most sports radio friendly topic in a long time, would come from college baseball, I would have said you were crazy. But this A&M UT thing, especially the fact that it's those two schools and that it's such a slimy move. Like, there is so much slime on this thing, man.
There's so much that's going to come out, too. I mean, just there's so much. It's hard to keep track of right now, but the timing of when he may have agreed to the deal behind closed doors and everything else, and the recruits that left A&M for Texas and everything else that comes out, it could be ugly. It could go way beyond just press conference hijinks.
Yeah,
it could be way deeper into that, which could end up theoretically resulting in sanctions or what have you. But the NIL has added a whole different element to this now. With, you know, we'll see who might transfer or what have you in the coming weeks.
Yeah, the portal. Oh my god.
Yeah,
dude, that's right. A&M kids can just leave and go to Texas if they want to.
Yeah, but I would trust those kids to keep their mouth shut about when they had made that decision and everything. Nothing better than 19-year-olds to keep a lid on things.
I'm just talking about the optics of the whole thing. Like, it's just, wow, it's wild, man. And, of course, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Jim Schlossnagle, the A&M, former A&M coach, leaving less than 24 hours after wagging his finger at the world, saying, I'm not going anywhere. He goes to UT. He goes to their rival school and for presumably a lot of money. So speaking of a lot of money, Trevor Lawrence got a lot of money a week or so ago. It's $275 million, $200 million guaranteed to be exact, $55 million a year. He ties for the highest average annual value of an NFL contract with Joe Burrow. He is definitely not tied with Joe Burrow for being the best quarterback in football.
Right.
He's to me, Trevor Lawrence, the version of him that we got in 2023, he's upper half maybe at best.
Like, it's a classic hedge against the future where the Jaguars are thinking, like, all right, look, if, you know, we like things about this kid, he hasn't played there yet, But if he delivers on his promise, you know, 2 years from now, this deal's going to look like a bargain, and we also don't want to have to pay whatever the price is going to be 2 years from now.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's not a reward for being as good as Joe Burrow.
No.
He hasn't shown that he is yet. But it's hoping that if it does work out, then you've got yourself a bargain moving forward.
Yeah, it's done on spec. I mean, this is on spec with Trevor Lawrence. And we'll add in, the next highest paid guy after those two is Jared Goff at $53 million, who's had a good career, been to a Super Bowl with the Rams, turned himself into something that I don't know that anybody thought he would become with the Lions. Like he was thrown in into that Matthew Stafford deal just because the Rams didn't need him anymore, you know, and he's turned himself into one of the better quarterbacks in football. He's making $53 million a year. I bring Jared Goff into this because Jeff Darlington of ESPN brought Jared Goff into this conversation. There's three quarterbacks right now that are looking at trying to get paid, just like Trevor Lawrence did. And they are Dak Prescott with the Cowboys, who's a free agent after this year and cannot get franchise tagged. He's in a great spot. Runner-up for the MVP last year. Jordan Love in Green Bay, who's one of the bright young quarterbacks in the league and really had a great second half of the season, carried the Packers to the playoffs, came within one bad throw of getting to the conference championship game. And then Tua Tagovailoa, who statistically had a good year, but I think a lot of people view as being a product of that system and having elite, elite weapons.
Yeah.
Unlike Jordan Love, elite, elite weapons around him in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, two of the top five or six highest paid receivers in all of football. The Tua negotiations are not going well right now, according to Jeff Darlington of ESPN.
But right now, there's five words that are looming over this contract negotiation, and they're the words that came out of Tua's mouth. The market is the market. He said that after Jared Goff had signed his deal and before Trevor Lawrence signed his. The complicated part of this is, the Dolphins could point at that Jared Goff deal and say, well, we're not the Detroit Lions. We're not making that decision. But when Trevor Lawrence then leapfrogs it, you've got a situation. Because right now, the Dolphins are not offering the contract that is the market value based on those other deals that were done. Ooh. So if this gets there, it's just going to require more negotiations. And we're not to panic point just yet. I just think that my optimism earlier has to be slightly scaled back at this point, given all of those factors currently in play.
Okay, so and the thing we need to add to this, too, is every time, Seth, that Tua has been asked about his contract during this offseason, you know, when there was minicamp and OTAs going on and he's doing media sessions, this is just my own estimation or analysis in watching him body language-wise, watching what he says. He's not handling this very well. You know, he's openly talking about how much stress this is causing him, this contract, you know?
Yeah,
and I kind of, I look, in a way, I understand the mentality of so many teams, their behavior of NFL teams seem to indicate they'd rather overpay an average quarterback than have to find out what's behind door number two in jettisoning that quarterback. I kind of respect the Dolphins a little bit for saying, yo, Tua, you don't deserve to pass Joe Burrow. I mean, you may deserve to pass Trevor Lawrence, but you don't deserve to be the highest paid guy in football.
No, I think that's where, you know, it's tempting, and I do this a lot, where I'm like, man, somebody's got to stop the insanity. Yeah. And some teams have stopped the insanity, and they've made those decisions. Yeah. They didn't pay Baker Mayfield after, you know, his third season, and there was a lot of discussion about that after making that push for the playoffs the prior season. I think the big difference between the Jaguars and the Dolphins right now is that I think internally the Jaguars genuinely feel like, okay, there's something special to Trevor Lawrence, and we just haven't done a good job putting everything around him to get the best out of him. So I think they genuinely believe that, and that's why they take a calculated risk in giving him that contract now, because they're betting on it being a good financial move later on. With the Dolphins, I think they've done all that stuff that you're supposed to do, is surround a guy with enough talent to get the best out of him. And if last year was the best they could get out of Tua Tagovailoa, what happens when they can't afford a Tyreek Hill caliber player?
Yeah.
What happens when you got to start making all these concessions and deal with an imperfect situation? Can your quarterback raise you out of that? And the one thing, like, Tagovailoa still does, even when he's rife with all these options of guys who are wide open, he makes a lot of really bad decisions and turnover-worthy throws and plays.
Mm-hmm.
There's very much a sense, I would imagine, within the Miami Dolphins front office that, look, man, there's 15 other guys we could get to come in here and do what Tua has done versus, okay, is that a guy that's going to lift everybody else up around him? And I don't think they feel that way about Tua.
No, I don't think they do. If Darlington's report is accurate, clearly they don't. And I think just if I were to bring this back to the Texans, and I know it's only 1 year for CJ and there's a lot that can happen. I get that. So many quarterbacks show that they make a big leap early, and there's been as many as have gone on to be really good quarterbacks. There's just as many, if not more, that backslide for whatever reason. You know, injury, you know, they peak early and they just backslide. The league figures them out, whatever it may be. I feel really confident that when the time comes for C.J. Stroud to do what Jordan Love is having to do right now, yeah, Tua, Dak, guys like what Trevor Lawrence just did, that it's going to be deserved. He's going to be the highest paid guy in football, and we will feel like it's worth the money. Like, I think a lot of these teams are going to end up, I think Jacksonville fans probably feel that way. Like, all right, he's our guy, and he's shown some signs, but boy, this could be a problem.
There's a good chance, and you just never know. It's all a gamble. It's that if the Jaguars had done a better job in A, not hiring Urban Meyer to begin with, and B, putting the right people in place around him in those first 3 years, then you've got a much better feel for what the ceiling is on a guy.
Yeah.
So they're just doing it on spec at this point.
Yep.
The biggest thing with Tua really is that, compare him to other really good quarterbacks, and Tua's good stuff all comes, for the most part, when things are going according to plan, when he can get rid of the ball quickly, when the play is called and it looks the way he expects it to look on defense, yeah, then he's really good. Then his catchable ball and all that stuff matters. But it's what does he do to create above and beyond that?
Yeah.
What does he do as the play extends? And it's been very unimpressive. So, and that's while he has a lot of talent and speed on the offense to help him out. And I would credit the Dolphins with holding off on this if they do.
Yeah.
They'd just be like, hey, we'll run it down another year. We still got multiple years of team control, and we'll play this by year.
Yeah. Could Tua be the next one? Like, we haven't seen a franchise tag with a quarterback in a while. I don't know that Dak ever did a franchise tag with the Cowboys. I think he ended up getting his deal done. That may end up happening with the Dolphins because he's heading into his fifth year right now. Like, yeah, this is the last year of his rookie deal.
And that's the leverage that the quarterbacks have, is that that franchise tag for quarterbacks is so big. It's at 30. A couple years from now, it's going to be $50 million. Right now, it's $35 million,
$36 million. Is that all it is? God, that shocks me it's that low, because I thought it's like the average of the top 5 or 10, right?
Something it's
like
going to be a lot higher in a few years because they got to use the previous year and all that.
But the problem with the franchise tag is not just the amount, but you can't. There's no spreading it out. It's a 1 year contract guaranteed that you can't tack voidable years onto. You can't, there's no spreading it out. It's a 1 year deal for $45 million or whatever it's going to be, that's a tough pill to swallow. Like, even Trevor Lawrence's contract extension, as exorbitant as it is, it doesn't get into the 40, his cap hit doesn't get into the 40s, 40 millions until like the third or fourth year at earliest of that.
It's even less than that. It's like it doesn't get up to the current frame. It doesn't get up to 35 or 36 million until a few years from now.
Yeah.
At which point it'll be below the number. And,
and the cap will have gone up and all those things, through the years. Text message, I think Kirk Cousins was the last one, or maybe Daniel Jones. No, they didn't use a franchise tag on either.
Kirk Cousins for 2 years.
Kirk Cousins in Washington. Sorry, I was thinking Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Yeah. Kirk Cousins is probably the last one in his Washington time. God, nobody played the game business-wise better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, right. And he ended up got a fully guaranteed contract in Minnesota because he was one of the first to realize, instead of whining about not getting guaranteed contracts like the players would over and over again, this is the most frustrating thing for me as a former NFL player because I used to have to sit in these meetings. It's that they would whine about not getting guaranteed contracts without realizing or understanding that that's not actually in the CBA in basketball or baseball. It's just something that you do by going out and getting it. And Kirk Cousins, to his credit, went out and signed a shorter-term deal.
Shorter-term
and got a fully guaranteed contract because of it. Yeah, what Daniil Hunter did this year.
Yep.
You can get it almost all completely guaranteed if it's just a shorter-term deal.
If it's 2 or 3 years, yeah, absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Wednesday. We'll circle back to the Astros. Astros at the top of the hour. Draft night tonight, man. What do we expect the Rockets to do? Is a move that got made last night making it more likely that the Rockets hang with the third pick? And who are the experts recommending they take with the third pick? We'll get you up to speed on all things Rockets and draft. It's been a busy, busy Rockets 24 hours. We'll get you updated coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Could the Rockets be going big game hunting here over the next 10 to 24 hours? Here was Kelly Eco on the Athletic basketball podcast. Kelly covers the Rockets for the Athletic, saying that the Rockets don't feel like they've got that A1 star on their team right now.
They don't feel like they have a star. Yeah, they have good players, but they're still looking to see if either of these guys, either Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green, can be that guy. And up until this point, they haven't really.
Wait, they don't really feel that way about Şengün? He was crazy.
No, in terms of like an A1 player, like they don't have that yet. They don't think they have that A1. He can still
they
be a
like
B2.
Maybe like a Sabonis, like a number two guy, whatever.
Right, someone who's going to be a really good player, but can he be a guy that can take you from 41 to 50 wins? You know, that's right. What I'm saying. So, and that's why you kind of see them wanting to stockpile assets to go and get that kind of guy to help these kind of players because they're still young.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had something happen in the NBA in the last 12 hours here, Seth. That's kind of instructive if you're a team that's trying to go outside the organization to go find your A1 star player. And it was Mikal Bridges got traded to the Knicks for 4 first-round picks and some other stuff. Yeah. And Mikal Bridges, to me, it's not an A1 star. He was the best player on a bad Nets team last year. And I don't think the Knicks are picking him up to be... Their A1 guy is already Jalen Brunson. You know, Jalen Brunson is that dude. He is one of those guys. We saw it in the playoffs. He was scoring 40 a night on the regular in the playoffs this year. If the cost for a complimentary dude to your A1 star is 4 first-round picks, then if I'm the Rockets, I'm doing one of two things. I'm either hoping that one of these guys that you've all this high draft capital on turns into one of those guys, and as whoever Kelly was doing the podcast with seemed to indicate, like, hey, man, Şengün showed some of those traits last year. I would submit Jalen Green showed some of those traits for a shorter period of time last year over the month of March. Or maybe you do what the Rockets are rumored to be doing, which is getting a guy like that, but you're getting him towards the back end here with Kevin Durant.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, if it's Kevin Durant, I mean, it's understandable when we're all still recovering from the PTSD of the Jose Abreu experience. I think to be skeptical and wary of signing a 35, 36-year-old guy that is still putting up performance and production on par with his career numbers, and who played over 75 games last year. He's I think that you have to look at it and say, all right, in an ideal world, in the team building process, all right, you have Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün and all the other young guys continue to come along, but then you do have to bring some other element into it. Are you going to wait around on that lottery pick that might never come? And, meanwhile, having to make decisions on Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, or do you take the best available option amongst veterans out there? And news alert, you're not going to get LeBron James in his prime.
No.
But Kevin Durant, at his current level, is pretty damn good. Yeah, and can he provide 10 more wins for you? To me, really, what it all comes down to is, A, how does Udoka feel about it? And B, what do they actually do? What can Udoka and Durant actually do in terms of cultivating these younger guys? And also, yeah, I don't think you can't rely on Kevin Durant to be the dream leader when it comes to playing with flow and everything else on the team. He's not going to be the straw that stirs the drink. But as long as he's on a good, as long as he's on a good wavelength with Udoka, he can be a huge part of vastly improving the team.
Yeah, I think he immediately becomes your best player early on when he's here, and then you hope that some of these guys develop. I look at, you know, there's a lot of similarities. Yet another similarity, I think, Seth, if this were to happen, between the Texans and the Rockets and what the arc has looked like for both these teams going back 4 or 5 years now in terms of how the rebuilds on these teams were initially triggered, given how they both approached the rebuilds to this team, given the success, relatively speaking, of the draft capital that they've deployed. I think they've both done a good job, by and large, of evaluating and bringing in players that matched the level to which they were drafted. And there are some elements to, if they were to make a move for Durant, depending on what they're giving up, but there's some elements to it that do mirror the Stephon Diggs thing a little bit. You know, this is a piece we feel can be a, maybe for the Rockets, not a put us over the top piece, because I don't think they're competing for an NBA title. But I do think if you get Durant and you're not gutting everything else, which I don't think you have to, because if you missed it, the Rockets last night made a trade with the Brooklyn Nets where they've essentially given up a few picks to go get control over a ton of Phoenix draft capital over the next 5 years that they could then use to send to Phoenix and say, hey, here's your picks back. Send us Durant if you're in a rebuild, and Phoenix may buy into that. So maybe not put him over the top in terms of like the Texans looking at Diggs. Like, they may look at Diggs like, hey, this could be the difference between getting to a Super Bowl or not. But I do think it's similar in terms of the type of jump they feel they can make, the Rockets, with Durant on their team. Like, I think there's some similar elements to making a deal. I think the other similar element is, I think if you make a deal for Durant, I don't think you're doing it thinking he's going to be on our team for the next 4 or 5 years.
Right. You know? No, it's very much to go back to Daryl Morey's philosophy, which would have aged a lot better if the Golden State Warriors didn't exist. But I just, overthinking whether or not it's good to have two ball-dominant guards on the team at the same time. They figured out a way around it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I, like, ultimately it wasn't enough to beat the Warriors, but it worked pretty damn well. And you could have easily talked your way out of it. It's a different dynamic, but something that's very easy to see and visualize and talk your way out of the value of having both Chris Paul and James Harden on the team at the same time. When the Daryl Morey, who was very good at making things really, really complex, at the root of it all, also did have the philosophy of, like, we're just going to try to get as many good basketball players out there as we can.
Yep.
And I think with Durant, who's still, like, he's still a 50-40, you know, he still makes 50% of his field goals, he makes 40% of his threes, he's 7 foot tall, and can do a lot of incredible things for your basketball team. Don't overthink it unless Udoka has some kind of objection to it.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Udoka, I would be surprised if Udoka, and I understand Udoka's, the stressing of defense and everything, and that Durant's not your dream defender, obviously, but that it's bringing in a really good basketball player to a team that's on the rise.
Yeah, and Durant's not ball dominant the way he scores a lot of points, and he obviously puts up a lot of shots.
I'm not trying to make the ball dominant comparison. I'm just saying, it's talking about just for the reasons you can come up for why a guy's not a fit.
Yeah. No, but I'm just to make the point to the audience, like, because I think there would be questions like, how does he fit with this group? And I think Durant would fit great with this group, because he's not ball dominant in a Russell Westbrook way where he needs to be the guy that's stirring the drink the whole time. He needs to dribble the ball into the ground and possess it for 80% of the possession. Durant is awesome at being an endpoint on an around the horn possession. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the times where he does need to isolate, he's among the best in the league. He's got an unstoppable turnaround mid-range jump shot. You know, like, it's just, there's a high efficiency level to his game that doesn't, I think, detract from others, you know, like a...
I don't think it keeps the young guys from developing.
Yes. That's a good way to put it.
It's not something that, just because he doesn't bring everything you want in terms of being your dream team builder or like whatever you might want out of your veteran leadership or anything like that, you can't forget that Şengün and Green still need to develop in some ways. If you're looking at them as end products and that this is who they're going to be, then it's a bad decision. It would be a bad decision, because that would mean that for one of those guys has got to go. But I think Udoka looks at it as like, those guys are still on the rise. They're still 21 years old. They're still only 1 year in this system, that you got to project those guys out a little bit.
Here's Brian Windhorst of ESPN. This is earlier this week saying that the Rockets, they may be moving off that third overall pick.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that anything is guaranteed. That said, McMahon, the Rockets are being active, and it looks in the conversations that I've heard about that they're looking to, you know, move out of three and maybe even stay in the lottery. But no matter what they do, they are looking to acquire a veteran player that is going to immediately help them now.
Yeah, and I just don't know. You know, I've heard a lot. The Memphis deal where it's Marcus Smart and the ninth pick for the third pick is something that I've heard come up throughout this process. I saw some stuff yesterday that said, like, nah, I don't know if Memphis wants to do that. So I think they're going to end up picking tonight. I think they're going to end up hanging on to that third pick. And Reed Sheppard out of Kentucky is the big favorite right now. 6'2 guard, second-generation guy, real good shooter, real good athlete. I would be cool with that. I know it's one more young guy. I would be cool with them staying at three, drafting Reed Sheppard, especially if there's an idea that on the other side of this is maybe they are going to move Jalen Green or one of these young guys to go get some more veteran help. Because I individually like Reed Sheppard as a basketball player. So I would be cool with them doing that.
It's fun to get excited about the Rockets again.
It is.
I want to say a whirlwind, but just like with the heist of Udoka, which at the time was just for all the various reasons that it was, I guess, under commented on or underreported at large. It's worked out really well. It was a sly move by the Astros, sly in a good way.
Yeah,
not sly in a sneaky way.
It was funny. I noticed because like you and I are more Texan guys. I think obviously station we work for, former football player, we cover the Texans. It's football. And I love the Rockets. And what you just said, like, man, it's fun to have the Rockets back in our lives. I know a lot of people who are Rockets first who say the same thing about the Texans for the same reason you just did, which is, you know what? They hired D'Amico Ryans, and this kind of has me back in on the Texans now, you know?
Yeah. No, and it's not having them back in our lives. It's just a matter of like actual basketball relevance.
Yeah, being fun.
You know, as opposed to you're at that pivot point where, okay, it's like when that time to get aggressive triggers, when it's all of a sudden like, oh, okay, wait a second. This isn't some savings bond I bought, that I'm going to forget about for a long time. It's that, oh, no, this is like they're relevant in the NBA now.
Yeah.
Which makes them a lot more fun and intriguing.
No doubt. Durant would be a huge deal. Does Dana Brown have a huge deal up his sleeve? Is he buying? Is he selling? Is he standing pat? Where is the Astros GM on where his team is right now? We'll let you know. We'll let you hear from him coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a one-year contract guaranteed that you can't tack voidable years onto, you can't... You know, like there's no spreading it out. It's a one-year deal for $45 million or whatever it's going to be. You know, like that's a tough pill to swallow. Like even Trevor Lawrence's contract extension, as exorbitant as it is, it doesn't get into the 40. His cap hit doesn't get into the 40s, 40 millions until like the third or fourth year at earliest of that.
Right. Yeah. So backloaded. Like, it's the amount. It's even less than that. It's like it doesn't get up to the current frame. It doesn't get up to 35 or 36 million until a few years from now.
Yeah.
At which point it'll be below the number. And,
and the cap will have gone up and all those things, you know, through the years. Text message. I think Kirk Cousins was the last one, or maybe Daniel Jones. No, they didn't use a franchise tag on either. I think honestly,
Kirk Cousins for 2 years.
Kirk Cousins in Washington. Sorry, I was thinking Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. Yeah, Kirk Cousins is probably the last one in his Washington time. God, nobody played the game business wise better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, right. And he ended up got a fully guaranteed contract in Minnesota because he was one of the first to realize, like, okay, like, instead of whining about not getting guaranteed contracts like the players would over and over again, this is the most frustrating thing for me as a former NFL player because I used to have to sit in these meetings. It's that they would whine about not getting guaranteed contracts without realizing or understanding that that's not actually in the CBA in basketball or baseball. It's just something that you do by going out and getting it. And like Kirk Cousins, to his credit, went out and signed a shorter term deal.
Shorter term.
And got
is
a fully
thing.
Guaranteed contract because of it. Yeah, what Danielle Hunter did this year.
Yep.
You can get it almost all completely guaranteed if it's just a shorter term deal.
If it's 2 or 3 years. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Wednesday. We'll circle back to the Astros at the top of the hour. Draft night tonight, man. What do we expect the Rockets to do? Is a move that got made last night making it more likely that the Rockets hang with the third pick? And who are the experts recommending they take with the third pick? We'll get you up to speed on all things Rockets and draft. It's been a busy, busy Rockets 24 hours. We'll get you updated coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Could the Rockets be going big game hunting here over the next 10 to 24 hours? Here was Kelly Eco on the Athletic Basketball Podcast. Kelly covers the Rockets for the Athletic, saying that the Rockets don't feel like they've got that A1 star on their team right now.
They don't feel like they have a star yet. They have good players, but they're still looking to see if either of these guys, either Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green, can be that guy. And up until this point, they haven't really.
Wait, they don't really feel that way about Şengün? He was crazy.
No, in terms of like an A1 player, like they don't have that yet. They don't think they have that A1. He can still be a B2.
Maybe like a Sabonis, like a number two guy, whatever.
Right, someone who's going to be a really good player, but can he be a guy that can take you from 41 to 50 wins? You know, that's right. What I'm saying. So, and that's why you kind of see them wanting to stockpile assets to go and get that kind of guy to help these kind of players because they're still young.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had something happen in the NBA in the last 12 hours here, Seth. It's kind of instructive if you're a team that's trying to go outside the organization to go find your A1 star player. And it was Mikal Bridges got traded to the Knicks for 4 first round picks and some other stuff. Yeah. And Mikal Bridges to me it's not an A1 star. He's the best player on a bad Nets team last year. And I don't think the Knicks are picking him up to be their A1 guy is already Jalen Brunson. You know, Jalen Brunson is that dude. He is one of those guys. We saw it in the playoffs. He was scoring 40 a night on the regular in the playoffs this year. If the cost for a complimentary dude to your A1 star is 4 first-round picks, then if I'm the Rockets, I'm doing one of two things. I'm either hoping that one of these guys that you've all this high draft capital on turns into one of those guys, and as whoever Kelly was doing the podcast with seemed to indicate, like, hey, man, Şengün showed some of those traits last year. I would submit Jalen Green showed some of those traits for a shorter period of time last year over the month of March, or maybe you do what the Rockets are rumored to be doing, which is getting a guy like that, but you're getting him towards the back end here with Kevin Durant.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, if it's Kevin Durant, I mean, it's understandable when we're all still recovering from the PTSD of the Jose Abreu experience. I think to be skeptical and wary of signing a 35, 36-year-old guy that is still putting up performance and production on par with his career numbers, and who played? He played over 75 games last year. He's I think that you have to look at it and say, all right, in an ideal world, in the team building process, all right, you have Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün and all the other young guys continue to come along, but then you do have to bring. You've got to bring some other element into it. Are you going to wait around on that lottery pick that might never come? And, meanwhile, having to make decisions on Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, or do you take the best available option amongst veterans out there? And news alert, you're not going to get LeBron James in his prime.
No.
But Kevin Durant, at his current level, is pretty damn good. Yeah, and can he provide 10 more wins for you? To me, really, what it all comes down to is, A, how does Udoka feel about it? And B, what do they actually do? What can Udoka and Durant actually do in terms of cultivating these younger guys? And also, yeah, I don't think you can't rely on Kevin Durant to be the dream leader when it comes to playing with flow and everything else on the team. He's not going to be the straw that stirs the drink. But as long as he's on a good wavelength with Udoka, he can be a huge part of vastly improving the team.
Yeah, I think he immediately becomes your best player early on when he's here, and then you hope that some of these guys develop. I look at, there's a lot of similarities. Yet another similarity, I think, Seth, if this were to happen, between the Texans and the Rockets and what the arc has looked like for both these teams going back 4 or 5 years now in terms of how the rebuilds on these teams were initially triggered. Given how they both approached the rebuilds to this team, given the success, relatively speaking, of the draft capital that they've deployed, I think they've both done a good job, by and large, of evaluating and bringing in players that matched the level to which they were drafted. And there are some elements to if they were to make a move for Durant, depending on what they're giving up. But there's some elements to it that do mirror the Stephon Diggs thing a little bit. You know, okay, this is a piece we feel can be a, maybe for the Rockets, not a put us over the top piece, because I don't think they're competing for an NBA title. But I do think if you get Durant and you're not gutting everything else, which I don't think you have to, because if you missed it, the Rockets last night made a trade with the Brooklyn Nets where they've essentially given up a few picks to go get control over a ton of Phoenix draft capital over the next 5 years that they could then use to send to Phoenix and say, hey, here's your picks back. Send us Durant if you're in a rebuild, and Phoenix may buy into that. So maybe not put him over the top in terms of like the Texans looking at they may look at Diggs like, hey, this could be the difference between getting to a Super Bowl or not. But I do think it's similar in terms of the type of jump they feel they can make, the Rockets, with Durant on their team. Like, I think there's some similar elements to making a deal. I think the other similar element is, I think if you make a deal for Durant, I don't think you're doing it thinking he's going to be on our team for the next 4 or 5 years.
Right, right. You know? No, it's very much to go back to Daryl Morey's philosophy, which would have aged a lot better if the Golden State Warriors didn't exist. But I just, overthinking whether or not it's good to have two ball dominant guards on the team at the same time. They figured out a way around it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and ultimately it wasn't enough to beat the Warriors, but it worked pretty damn well. And you could have easily talked your way out of it. It's a different dynamic, but something that's very easy to see and visualize and talk your way out of the value of having both Chris Paul and James Harden on the team at the same time. When the Daryl Morey, who is very good at making things really, really complex, at the root of it all, also did have the philosophy of, like, we're just going to try to get as many good basketball players out there as we can.
Yep.
And I think with Durant, who's still, like, he's still a 50-40, you know, he still makes 50% of his field goals, he makes 40% of his threes, he's 7 foot tall, and can do a lot of incredible things for your basketball team. Don't overthink it unless Udoka has some kind of objection to it. And I feel like Udoka, I would be surprised if Udoka, I understand Udoka's, the stressing of defense and everything, and that Durant's not your dream defender, obviously, but that it's bringing in a really good basketball player to a team that's on the rise.
Yeah, and Durant's not ball dominant the way he scores a lot of points, and he obviously puts up a lot of shots.
I'm not trying to make the ball dominant comparison. I'm just saying it's talking about just for the reasons you can come up for why a guy's not a fit.
Yeah. No, but I'm just to make the point to the audience, like, because I think there would be questions like, how does he fit with this group? And I think Durant would fit great with this group because he's not ball dominant in a Russell Westbrook way where he needs to be the guy that's stirring the drink the whole time. He needs to dribble the ball into the ground and possess it for 80% of the possession. Durant is awesome at being an endpoint on an around the horn possession. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the times where he does need to isolate, he's among the best in the league. He's got an unstoppable turnaround mid-range jump shot. You know, like, it's just, there's a high efficiency level to his game that doesn't, I think, detract from others, you know, like a...
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that I don't think it keeps the young guys from developing.
Yes.
That's
a good way to put it.
It's not something that, just because he doesn't bring everything you want in terms of being your dream team builder or like whatever you might want out of your veteran leadership or anything like that, you can't forget that Şengün and Green still need to develop in some ways. If you're looking at them as end products and that this is who they're going to be, then yeah, it's a bad decision. It would be a bad decision because that would mean that for one of those guys has got to go. But I think Udoka looks at it as like, yeah, those guys are still on the rise. They're still 21 years old. They're still only 1 year in this system that you got to project those guys out a little bit.
Here's Brian Windhorst of ESPN. This is earlier this week saying that the Rockets, they may be moving off that third overall pick.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that anything is guaranteed. That said, McMahon, the Rockets are being active, and it looks in the conversations that I've heard about that they're looking to, you know, move out of three and maybe even stay in the lottery. But no matter what they do, they are looking to acquire a veteran player that is going to immediately help them now.
Yeah, and I just don't know. You know, I've heard a lot. The Memphis deal where it's Marcus Smart and the ninth pick for the third pick is something that I've heard come up throughout this process. I saw some stuff yesterday that said, like, nah, I don't know if Memphis wants to do that. So I think they're going to end up picking tonight. I think they're going to end up hanging on to that third pick. And Reed Sheppard out of Kentucky is the big favorite right now. 6'2 guard, second generation guy, real good shooter, real good athlete. I would be cool with that. I know it's one more young guy. I would be cool with them staying at three, drafting Reed Sheppard, especially if there's an idea that on the other side of this is maybe they are going to move Jalen Green or one of these young guys to go get some more veteran help. Because I individually like Reed Sheppard as a basketball player. So I would be cool with them doing that.
It's fun to get excited about the Rockets again.
It is.
I want to say a whirlwind, but just like with the heist of Udoka, which at the time was just for all the various reasons that it was, I guess, under commented on or underreported at large. It's worked out really well. It was a sly move by the Astros. Sly in a good way.
Yeah.
Not sly in a sneaky way.
It was funny. I noticed because like you and I are more Texan guys. I think obviously station we work for, former football player. We cover the Texans. It's football. And I love the Rockets. And what you just said, like, man, it's fun to have the Rockets back in our lives. I know a lot of people who are Rockets first who say the same thing about the Texans for the same reason you just did, which is, you know what? They hired D'Amico Ryans, and this kind of has me back in on the Texans now, you know? Yeah.
It's not having them back in our lives. It's just a matter of like actual basketball relevance.
Yeah, being fun.
You know, as opposed to you're at that pivot point where, okay, it's like when that time to get aggressive triggers. When it's all of a sudden like, oh, okay, wait a second. This isn't some savings bond I bought, that I'm going to forget about for a long time. It's that, oh, no, this is like they're relevant in the NBA now.
Yeah.
Which makes them a lot more fun and intriguing.
No doubt. Durant would be a huge deal. Does Dana Brown have a huge deal up his sleeve? Is he buying? Is he selling? Is he standing pat? Where is the Astros GM on where his team is right now? We'll let you know. We'll let you hear from him coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV. Like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.